KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings to each and every one of you. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Come on, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you, we praise you, we give you all the glory which is due your name. We rejoice in you always, according to Philippians 4:4. For you are our Lord and our Savior. You are the King of kings, O God. We give you glory and we give you honor. Father God, we ask that you will have thine own way. Even as we continue to decrease, God, we ask that you will increase within us. Father God, we give you everything, oh God. God, we can't do nothing without you, but with you, we can do all things. Because God, we know the joy of the Lord is our strength. And God, there was no one that compared to you. And Father God, we will continue to give you all the glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. If you have your Bibles, could you please turn it to Romans, the 11th chapter and the 29th verse. Romans 11th chapter, 29th verse. And it reads, "For the gifts and calling of God are without repentance." May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And the New King James Version reads, "For the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable." And the topic on today is the calling. Romans 11:29 states, "For the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable or without repentance," simply meaning God does not take back the spiritual gifts and the talents and the divine purpose in which he imparts into us. He don't take it back. Without repentance means that God won't change his mind about what he has called you to do. Even though you may disobey him, you may not do it, but the calling is still there. It is up to you to accept it and to walk in it. And if God has called you, the calling is there. And he will allow it to sit there until you make up your mind. God, I'm going to obey you. I don't care what people are saying. I don't care how they come up against me. The only thing that matters is me obeying you and taking on this call that I have up on my life. Yes, the call can be great. And the call can be heavy. It could be a weight up on you. But God would not trust you with the call if he didn't think you was well and able to see it through. Amen. It also emphasizes that God's plan and his promises are steadfast. Regardless of our failures, regardless how we sometimes can be hard-headed and don't listen because we feel like, okay, God, things are not going the way it should. Maybe you haven't obeyed him. Maybe you should look and say, hey, what have I done? God told me for to do something and then I haven't done it. You can hold up your blessing. Come on here, somebody. So the call on your life is very special. It's very significant. It is only placed there, and I want you to listen to the Holy Ghost well. It is placed there only by God and not man. God controls your calling, not man. My God. So we're going to look at the key takeaways and the meaning of Romans 11 and 29. Irrevocable gifts and calling. See, some of us have talents and gifts of all spiritual gifts that God has entrusted us with. But the talents and the grace and the divine assignments that God gives us are permanent, and it cannot be taken back. And how you use your gifts and talents is up to you. Because God gives us gifts and talents to represent him. Come on here, somebody. Because once a person see a call on your life, that call is anointed. And that anointing draws the person to the God that you serve. My God. So the context of Israel in Romans 11, Paul is reassuring that despite the disobedience of Israel, God has not broken his covenant promises to them. I don't care if you have erred, you have slipped, you have walked away, the calling is still there. God is married to the backslider. You are not going to rest until you accept the calling. I know many of you done seen people that's supposed to be saved and walking in a way that God has called them to walk in, but they're not walking according to the word or the ways of God. Get your eyes off of them. Pray for them. Seek after your own soul salvation with fear and trembling. Don't allow the next person or the next incident or situation to be a stumbling block. Come on here, somebody, in your spiritual walk. Now, God has placed mentors and leaders in your life to cultivate your calling, to protect your calling, because there are sheep, there are people all out there, there are wolves in sheep clothing that can damage you or only pimp you while you are in your calling, or pimp the calling that is on your life. And I know some of you have seen so much of stuff on the spiritual walk that is not of God. And once again, I don't know why the Holy Ghost is emphasizing on this. Get your eyes off them and put your focus back on God. So despite of your broken promises, despite of you not feeling worthy because you messed up, the calling is still there. All you have to do is just go back and ask God to forgive you and start your first works back over again. Do not denounce your calling. Do not denounce your calling. Ooh, my God. God's unchanging character. The phrase "without repentance," once again, means God does not regret or change his mind about the gifts and callings that he gave you. Now, if you don't want it, you don't have to even walk in it. You don't even have to accept it. But it's there. Moses grew up in the Egyptian royalty. He had the finest education of the day of leadership, businesses, and the government. And he also grew up with the sense of God's calling on his life. Just like some of you, you have been called from the womb of your mother. But deep down, he knew he was supposed to deliver his people from the oppression of the Egyptians. See, God has that calling on your life because you have an assignment to do. You have to deliver some people out of some stuff. You have a word inside of you. That must come forth. But you are distracted by the surroundings. Once again, the Holy Ghost say, get your focus back. Get your focus back. But you see, also Moses made a mistake. And he ended up living in the wilderness for 40 years. That could have seemed like a waste, like he had missed his calling. But God was using that time to teach Moses how to survive in the desert and give him the skills he would eventually need to lead the people through the wilderness. During your season of waiting, or feeling like you're not worthy, or you messed up, that is a lesson. And during the lesson, God is teaching you. He's building you back up so you can step out and do what he has called you to do. It is not meant for you to lay in a pity party, to back up, but it's meant for you to step forward and continue the walk. People of God, you may have made mistakes and gotten off course, but God's calling on your life is irrevocable. He doesn't change his mind like people. We change our mind, but God doesn't change his mind. He uses the delays, the wrong turns, the bad breaks, and the wilderness season to move you toward your purpose. Everything you go through is for a reason. It's for a purpose. You see, God sees the big picture, and he is preparing you and positioning you to fulfill your assignment. To get you into your promised land and to become all you were created to be. Don't denounce the call. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you in praise and gratitude. Thank you that your word is true and your promises are yea and amen. Thank you that the gifts and the callings that you have placed on our lives are irrevocable and that you do not withdraw what you have graciously given. Father, we confess that sometimes we doubt our own selves and we feel that our mistakes have disqualified us. Yet, oh God, your word promises that your plans for us are not based on our perfections, but on your faithfulness. Father, we thank you. Thank you that no detour, no wrong turn, or mistake we have made has the power to cancel the calling you have placed on our lives. Father God, we rise in faith today, Lord, to embrace the gifts you have entrusted in us. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for your grace that allows us to begin again. Father God, we submit our lives to you, asking that you use us to serve you and glorify your name. Father God, we thank you for keeping us on track and ordering our steps. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, I thank you for tuning in on this morning. If you need to contact me, my number is 318-206-8953. Remember, I love you. Yes, I do. And God does too. And we always know when you're down to nothing, you can rest assured that our God is up to something. Be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. The phone number is 225-268-8164. Or by email at faithisthekey47@gmail.com. You are also invited to visit our website at www.patriciajwilliams.com. And as always, may God